Let's get ready to study God's Word.
Greetings to one and all. Welcome to another episode of Rightly Divide the Word of Truth. This is Andrew S. Baker, and it's time for another devotional study. Please be sure to visit us at biblestudy.asbzone.com, where you can find links to our previous episodes and various Bible study resources. Let's have a word of prayer before we get into our study. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you once again that we are able to conduct these studies in this fashion. We pray that you'll please be with us, be with the technology, be with the listeners, and may everyone be blessed. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's study is entitled God's Perfect Law. And our verse is from Psalm 19, verse 7. King James Version, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Okay, this passage in Psalm 19, this is a pretty famous, well-known passage, and it should be a source of comfort to many of us. First part of the passage talks about the awesome creative power of God, right? The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. So nature is on display, is what we're being told. Then it continues to talk about the sun, moon, and stars, and we get over to verse 7, where we're going to focus for today. Here, we're going to see some passages that talk about the Word of God, right? It's the law of God, the testimony of the Lord, the statutes of the Lord, the commandment of the Lord. Those five things are called out. When we look at the Word of God, you see how many different definitions God has here. The law, testimony, statutes, commandment, fear of the Lord, judgments of the Lord. These words are synonymous to a degree, but they're being used in subtly different ways. Just as a commandment or a law or an ordinance is different from a statute, there are nuances. Statutes enumerate all of the very specifics that have to be dealt with, right? Whereas a law, a commandment can be more broad. But in any event, the Lord is trying to show us from his word how critical it is to obey him. And so he's coming at this passage from a couple of different angles. Let's review. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. That's Psalm 19, verse 7. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Okay, and we should understand that in the King James, simple often refers to those who are mentally challenged in some way. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, now we're going to get into why this is so important. Moreover, by them, that means by laws, commandments, statutes, testimonies, whatever it is. By them is thy servant warned. That's how we receive our instruction, our guidance, our warning. By them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them, there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. This is really connected to that other piece. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. And then verse 14, benediction of sorts. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Right? Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable. Let my worship be acceptable. We are given this awesome passage, this psalm, that shows us, that helps us to understand how important all of the words of God are. How important it is to pay attention to the instructions that are given. How important it is to be aligned with them. It can be hard, and we don't always want to do the right thing. Or we want to do the right thing if there's insufficient effort. As long as we don't have to go out of the way to do it. Right? God's law is perfect. Now, I'm sure you've heard ministers say that the law cannot make you perfect. Right? We say that because we don't want to confuse people with a works-based religion. But the truth of the matter is, here the Lord is outlining all of these things to us. And he's telling us that his law has power because he's invested it with power. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. If we pay attention to God's law and we inspect it and dig into it, we will recognize that by beholding we become changed. Okay? Is it harder to change when you're doing it by yourself? Sure. That can be argued. But is it impossible? No. God designs that his law, which instructs us in the way that we should go, should have a sanctifying effect on everyone with whom it comes in contact. God's law, statutes, judgment, testimony, commandment, they are more to be desired than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. We should be able to say, I delight to do thy will, O Lord. Right? We should endeavor to seek God's grace and his strength in order that we might be able to live in accordance with his word, in order that we may grow to love him, grow to serve him, grow to be obedient. Okay? The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. If we keep his testimonies, if we keep his laws, if we keep his commandments, we will be in a position where we can better influence those we come in contact with. Okay? Keep that in mind. Bear that in mind as you go throughout your week. Bear in mind that our goal is Christ-likeness. And until we can rightly represent that, we're going to be stuck on this planet. Let's close with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and goodness and love to us. We are grateful for your law, your testimony, your commandments, your statutes. We're grateful for all that you've done for us. And we pray, Lord, that you'll please be with us, help us to rightly represent you, give us the strength and the wisdom to live in accordance with your will. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. You can reach us via email at biblequestions@asbzone.com. We look forward to hearing from you, whether you have questions, comments, suggestions, or concerns. We also recommend that you check out the True Wisdom podcast, where Robert and I discuss Bible stories and topics together. Both of these podcasts can be found on over a dozen platforms, including Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. Please remember our ministries in your prayers. Until we meet again next time, may God richly bless you as you prayerfully study and share His holy word.